So Tony Ryan from Dungarvan Observer and McDara McDonagh of Dungarvan Leader are still here to chat about the Club Hurling Championships, and we've one last piece of business for the lads. That's to pick their three stars of the Senior Hurling Championship. And Tony, we're going to get your three first of all. Who have you gone with?
Yeah, well, I have a giant number three. they're two free takers, you know. I think they've been very important and instrumental to their club's advance. That's Gavin O'Brien, Rowan Moore, and Ruben O'Halloran from De La Salle. Both of them have had double digit numbers of pinted frees in each of their games. So, definitely, Gavin, too, is the original club man, fantastic leader, great experience behind him. And Ruben is on the way up again. No, he's a lot more to do. So they're my number three, Gavin O'Brien, Ron Moore and Ruben O'Halloran, did I say.
And who are the other two that you've gone for? You've stretched it to four stars here, Tony.
Well, no, that was a draw. But number two was Peter Hogan, Ballygunner. I thought he was superb during the games. Got some fantastic scores. It wasn't that long ago he was a fringe player at Ballygunner. Now he's one of their key players. You know, he's at probably the peak of his career. So to me, Peter was number two.
Yeah, and Michael Ryan singled out Peter Hogan earlier on in the show. Tony, who was your number one pick heading into the county final?
Well, I think the best club hurler in the county at the moment is Dizzy Hutchinson. The superb, he's fantastic again last week against Ballygunner. Scored, like, he gave a pass from around the halfway line, I think it was to Kevin Mahoney. And by the time Mahoney hit the ball across the front, Dizzy was in front of the goal and scored the goal. And he also scores, you know, he makes scoring a pint look easy. Which obviously is not that easy thing to do, but he does. So Dizzy Hutchinson will be my player of the championship.
Yeah, he's been an absolutely terrific goal last week against Fourmile Water. McDara, your three stars of the Hurling Championship?
Well, I'm going to go for players that would impress me, because there were some teams I didn't see that frequently, some teams I saw quite often. I saw all Lismore's games. I thought Ben O'Sullivan was very lively corner forward. I thought Sean O'Callaghan for Abbey side was excellent. And if for a display, a one-man display, that was excellent in a relegation semi-final. I thought Liam Flynn really gave a captain's performance against Lismore. He scored 6 points from centre forward, and there were 6 great points. You know, so there are three kind of performances. But it was, I have to say, it was slightly disappointing in that very few players stood up that you'd be saying he should get a chance on a county panel. You know, a player might come in a good game, but consistently, no. Sean O'Callaghan, yes, he's one that I would think would probably get the call up. But not enough players stood up for me. And by and large, I'd have to say the senior championship was a bit disappointing. A lot of poor games in it. And the quarter final between Abbeyside and Fourmile Water was particularly poor. You were away to Moss that time, and it was a good job you were.
Your prediction for the senior final, Mac?
You'd have to go with Ballygunner. They're just driven. They're driven. Going for 10, which would be a record. Interestingly, if they do win, there's another record there up for the taking, and that's no club has won 3 successive Munster club finals.
Wow.
A lot of clubs have won 2, but no one has won 3. So let them get this record out of the way first, and if they do that, they'll be able to go for the second record. They say they won't, and maybe they don't, but it'd be nice one to have, though.
Sure would. Tony, for you, Ballygunner or De La Salle?
I definitely, you'd have to go with Ballygunner, but I'm just looking at the other side of it, outside the Hurling, the psychological part of it. Of actually, nobody has won 10 titles. You know, when Mount Syne tried it with a fantastic team, they were stopped by Aaron's Own and vice versa as well earlier in the century. You know, so remember De La Salle, it was 2010 now, all right. They were really up for a game against Ballygunner. They beat them in the county final. They tried to do it the last number of years, but all of a sudden, Ballygunner went into a higher gear. I'm just thinking, though, like, when push comes to shove, will they get over this barrier, the psychological barrier of getting to 10? Nobody's done it.
They certainly haven't. Well, there's plenty of reading in the Dungarvan Leader and the Dungarvan Observer on all of this weekend's county finals. Do go out and support your local publications. Tony Ryan and McDara McDonagh, thanks a million for dropping into our Dungarvan studios, and enjoy all the games over the weekend.
And the ball comes into Peter Hogan's face for Ballygunner. Has a look, takes a shot. What a goal by Peter Hogan! He took the ball, he backed himself, top of the left-hand corner. Gavinho Regan, no chance. We've played 54 minutes. Peter Hogan delivered a beauty.
Well, that's all for this county final edition of Lorna Parka. Plenty more sport to come over the weekend here on WLR. Jordan Norris will be back with On The Ball on Saturday from 12 midday, while I'll have updates on the Intermediate and Premier Intermediate finals from Welsh Park. Then on Sunday, the big one, the George Corbett scored a big match, the County Senior Hurling Final between Ballygunner and De La Salle. Kieran O'Connor and Brian Flannery will have live coverage from 2 o'clock. Thanks a million for your company, as always. Slán go fóill.
Lár na Pórca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.